50 years ago this week here in Washington, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stepped up to the pulpit to deliver a sermon at the National Cathedral. Days later, he would be dead, felled by an assassin's bullet in Memphis. Across the country and here in Washington, an eruption of grief and despair led to protests, violence, and the fiery destruction of neighborhoods and lives.
In a 10-part series, D.C. Uprising, Voices from the 1968 Riots, WTOP's Brennan Hazelton looks back at what happened that fateful week and the impacts which still resonate today.
I need not pause to say how very delighted I am to be here this morning.
Sunday, March 31st, 1968.
In the struggle for freedom and human dignity.
But 4 days later, on April 4, an announcement from Robert F. Kennedy.
I have some very sad news for all of you, and that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
As TVs and transistor radios delivered the news, stunned crowds started gathering in the nation's capital at 14th and U Streets.
Anger started to erupt.
Historian and author J. Samuel Walker.
And people started marching up and down 14th Street, looting stores. After the looting went on for a while, then there were some stores that were burned. And so it was a spontaneous eruption of frustration and anger. And Martin Luther King's assassination was a spark that set it off. It wasn't the main cause, but it was a spark that set off the riots that first night.
In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it's perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are.
You know, as a reporter, I was prepared to, when the riot started, to go right in the middle and cover.
Washington Star reporter Paul Delaney.
The rioting continued all night as police were mobilizing, and of course, the next day, the National Guard was mobilized, but there were still pockets of resistance, and then you saw the fires.